On the 22nd day, you are ready to begin practicing the complete meditation. When you finish your session, plan to complete your work in progress. Write for 3 to as many hours as you want. Repeat this practice 7 more days. Let's begin.
Sit either on a chair or on the floor. Pull out the sides of your bottoms so that you are seated comfortably on your pelvic bone. If you're sitting on a chair, plant your feet firmly on the ground. Sit with your back straight, your shoulders and chest relaxed, hands one over the other resting on your lap and thumbs touching. Breathe slowly. Now, as you breathe in, pay attention to the air entering the nose. Follow the breath as it travels down the back of your nose, through the throat, into lungs, and then all the way down as it fills your lower abdomen. As the breath returns, follow it all the way through the lungs and the nose, out of the nostrils and back into the air. It takes effort to make this way of breathing a habit. Practice it daily until it is familiar. In time, it will become effortless and help you go deeper into writing and meditation. Now take 3 long and deep breaths. Breathe in and breathe out. Slowly breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Visualize yourself in a place that is silent, secure, and serene. Bring your attention to the soles of your feet, to your toes, heels, uppers, and ankles. Attend to their bones, tendons, and muscles. Thank them for helping you stand. Move your attention up into your lower legs, to the bones, tibia, and fibula, and to the muscles that hold them. Attend to shins and calves, to knees and kneecaps, and their cushioning pads and sacks. Be grateful that they help you walk, run, and dance. Become aware of your thigh bones, femur, that join the lower legs at the knee. Pay attention to your remarkably strong pelvic bone and muscles that are attached to the thigh bones. Appreciate the padded buttocks that protect the sensitive nerve endings in your tailbone as you bend, sit, and lie down. Thank them for helping you pull upright from sitting to standing position. Now, breathe 3 times through your pelvic and pubic openings. Long and deep breaths. First, the pelvic opening. Squeeze in. Hold. And release. Squeeze in. Hold. And release. Squeeze in. Hold. and release. Now breathe through your pubic opening. Squeeze in. Hold and release. Squeeze in. Hold and release. Squeeze in. Hold and release. Feel the current of energy that is circulating your pelvic and pubic areas. Allow whatever feeling or memory arises. Attend to the lower part of your torso. It contains your digestive system that transforms food into fuel. It also contains the reproductive system that has potential to birth new life. Thank these systems for doing their job well. Now bring your attention to your solar plexus, the area around your navel. Here the body reflects your deep emotions. Your creative energy circulates in this area. Stay here for a few moments and acknowledge your negative emotions. Accept them and let them go. Let whatever feelings arise fill your awareness. Attend to the upper part of your torso. Become aware of your chest, paying attention to the breasts that nourished you when you were a newborn, and if you are a mother, with which you nourish your babies. Pay them your heartfelt thanks. Stay here for a few moments and wonder in awe at this meticulous marvel that is your body. In the upper torso, your heart and lungs, liver and kidneys are protected in the rib cage. Lungs supply oxygen to your body and work in unison with your heart. Visualize the oxygen-rich blood leaving the lungs, entering the heart, and being pumped through the arteries to all parts of your body. Attend to your liver that purifies toxins and poisons and processes nutrients and vitamins. Pay attention to your kidneys that expel toxins out of the body. Sense your whole body pulsating in rhythm with your breath and your heartbeats. Pay respects to your heart and lungs. Thank your liver and kidneys for keeping you healthy. Breathe in. And breathe out. Long and deep breaths. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now extend your attention to the throat and the neck. Starting from the neck, mentally massage your spinal cord gently all the way down to the tailbone. Slowly massage your way back to the neck. Attend to your shoulders and armpits. Become aware of the humerus bones of your upper arms and the muscles that hold them. Pay attention to your elbows. Be grateful that they help you bend your arms. Be attentive to your lower arms, ulna and radius, and the muscles that hold them. Attend to your wrists and fronts and backs of your hands. Your thumbs, index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, and little fingers help you perform from manual tasks to highly skilled work such as writing. Thank your fingers for their flexibility, fine movement, and dexterity. Feel the energy in your hands and sensitivity in your fingertips. Feel the sensation of touch in your hands and let this feeling flow throughout your skin. Let this tingling feeling surge from each and every pore of your body. Now attend to the rest of your senses. Taste in your mouth, sound in your ears, smell through your nose. Open your eyes for a second and shut them right back. Bring your attention to whatever thought is crossing your mind. Ask yourself, why am I writing my current project? What is my goal? What is my plan to reach this goal? How do I plan to materialize this book project? How do I complete the first draft within the time I have given myself? Have I divided this book project into manageable weekly parts? Sense whatever answer or feeling you get. Now bring your attention to your solar plexus, the area around your navel. This is the part of your body that reflects your deep emotions. Your creative ideas and feelings circulate here, as do your imagination, insights, and intuitive feelings. But if your body is clogged, the creative flow remains dormant, blocked by emotions such as guilt, fear, doubt, envy, and greed. One by one, witness each of these emotions and watch it subside. Are you feeling guilty? What about? Acknowledge your guilt and let it go. Are you afraid? What is your fear? Accept your fear and see it leave. Are you doubtful about something? What do you doubt? Face your doubt and watch it dissolve. Are you envious? What or who are you envious about? Become aware of your envy and face your jealousy and see them sail away. as you let go of your negative emotions, a space is emptied into which seeps in healing energy. Sense this energy wash the area. Stay here for a few moments and let whatever feelings arise fill your heart. Breathe in this energy and breathe out long and deep breaths. Breathe in the healing energy and breathe out negative emotions. Breathe in and breathe out. Visualize this creative flow move up toward your heart center, located between the breasts. Stay here as you quietly take three long and deep breaths through your open mouth. Feel your whole body pulsate in rhythm with your heartbeats. Become aware of whatever is passing through your heart center. Receive whatever messages flow in. And for a few moments, stay alert to their fullness. Become aware of the way you are feeling and messages you may receive. Do you hear a soundless voice? Pay attention to it. It is the sound of a compassionate and wise companion dormant deep within you. Perhaps until now you were unaware of it. It may even take you some practice to hear its feeble sound. Picture it approaching you, coming closer to you, stopping in front of you. This is your authentic self. This is who you truly are. Wherever you go, it goes with you. You may share anything with it. Open your wounds of rejection, discouragement, and disappointment and share them with it. Ask it, what is the source of all these fears that I have kept inside me? Let it touch you tenderly at your heart center. Listen carefully to what it says. In time, the feeble voice of your inner companion will gain more and more strength. Trust whatever it says and follow its guidance. In time, the feeble voice of your inner companion will gain more and more strength until you feel self-assured. For now, trust whatever it says. Visualize yourself holding your completed draft. Gently gaze at it. Hear your inner companion giving it honor that it deserves. With words of encouragement, it says that it'll guide you through the publication of this manuscript. Imagine a place in your heart that is a miniature replica of the silent, secure, and peaceful place where you normally sit to write. Step into this center in your heart. Look around. Make this place your own. Feel fearless in this inner sanctum. Surround yourself with fearlessness, trust, love, forgiveness, and thankfulness. Tell yourself that in knowing your inner companion, you will know your authentic self, because in truth, you two are one. In this self-knowing, wisdom, tenderness, and compassion will exude from your person. Feel it starting here now. Stay with this current of healing energy for a few moments and quietly take in this feeling. Feel a warm sensation all over your body. Become aware of its tingling feeling. With expectancy and excitement, feel that something wonderful is going to happen. Let this feeling suffuse every part of your body. Feel good knowing who you really are, unmasked and unguarded. Now become aware of your thoughts. Attend to them as they arrive one after the other every few moments. Observe how quickly one thought is replaced by the next thought, and the next, and the next. When a thought arises, instead of chasing it away or feeling its emotion, simply accept its presence. If you feel restless, accept the feeling of restlessness. If you feel stressed, acknowledge the presence of this feeling. If you feel anxious, attend to your anxieties. If you feel bored, acknowledge the presence of boredom. If you feel sad, acknowledge the presence of sadness. In other words, pay attention to all your thoughts that are passing through your mind. Be like the guard of a private building who is aware of every person who enters the front door. The point is to be aware of each and every thought that comes to your mind. Breathe in. And breathe out. Two more times. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Has a thought again diverted your attention? Ask yourself, why does this thought make me wander off from my meditation practice? Ask yourself, which thought took my focus away? Is it something I'm afraid of? Ashamed of? Is it something I'm feeling guilty or doubtful or envious about? Be bold and honest and look into your mind as you would look at your unmasked face in the mirror. Why is your mind preoccupied with this thought? Listen to the soundless voice within and trust whatever it says. Then gently bring your awareness back to your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Each time your mind wanders off, simply bring it back to the breath and take long and deep breaths. By listening to your inner voice, you get to know something about yourself without knowing its cause. An image or a word appears. You get an insight, or you have a dream. This is your intuition, your gut feeling, the voice of your inner guide giving you clues, nudging you to do the right thing. Befriend this voice, follow its guidance, resolve to pay attention to the feeling it stirs or the idea it flashes. From the moment you sit down to practice writing meditation to the moment your breathing becomes deep and silent, become conscious of everything that is happening within you. Practicing in this manner every day will make you a mindful writer, and you can take hold of your negative thoughts and feelings that disturb your peace so that you can begin to write. When you are under the grip of an intense emotion, you lose awareness of your thoughts. But the moment you pay attention to the emotion, it becomes ashamed and begins to subside. So pay attention to your passions and emotions that you are avoiding or are not writing down. Acknowledge them. Otherwise, they will become hindrances to your progress towards becoming a better writer and a better person. In time, witnessing your own thoughts will become a habit of your mind. Cultivate this habit by breathing with awareness and writing daily. During writing meditation, your job is to simply witness, to accept, to acknowledge, and not to avoid, interpret, or judge your thoughts. When you acknowledge and let go of the debris of your accumulated thoughts and your feelings, your mind becomes clear. When the mind is clear, you have right understanding. When the mind is clear, you are able to control your life and guide your writing project. Once you truly focus your attention on breathing and examine your fleeting thoughts, your writing becomes focused and your creative life flourishes. Trust your potential as a writer and as a better person. Accept that everything will turn out to be as it should. With body, mind, and heart meditations, you have yoked yourself to the universal consciousness. Every meditation session you have ever had or will have in future will hone your writing skills and enhance the quality of your life. Believe this thought. Trust it completely. When the mind is empty and silent, imagination and creativity seep in. In solitude and silence, you feel a presence that is beyond words. This presence is divine. It is your inner companion, your authentic self. It is you unmasked. Now bring your awareness to the top of your head. Scan your body by imagining creative juice as sweet as honey slowly flowing from the top of your head all the way to the soles of your feet. Feel the juice flowing downward as you sense your mind clarifying, your heart opening, and your body unclogging. Linger here in this peaceful state for a few breaths. Be grateful to your body for the ways in which it serves you while you sleep, work, or play, regardless of how you treat it. Be thankful to your body as it enables you to materialize your dream of becoming a successful writer. Remember the sacred space that you haloed inside you is portable. It goes wherever you go. Pay loving respect to your authentic self that is enshrined in the inner sanctum. In time, you too will radiate kindness that inspires others to write. You will realize that true freedom in life and real depth in writing is first experienced within. This realization will help you cross the river from this shore of ordinary life to the other shore, where you will be able to express your writing passion with courage and confidence in a beautiful book that will be cherished by your readers. Now cross your arms. Press each shoulder with its opposite hand. Hold yourself in a tight, warm embrace as you would your loved one. Take your time. When you are ready, rub your palms together. Apply their warmth to your eyes and face. Bring the palms together and bow in humble gratitude. Say, Namaste, I bow to your true self. And say, Shanti, may peace prevail.